Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're just getting going, folks.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, thank you, and welcome to all of you, especially the nice gang we got here in the teeny studio. Thank you for your applause and for joining us. We're very happy to be here with all of you to give you free on-the-air readings, discussion, and we also have the Rebel card deck with us. Almost said a different word.
Yes, we do.
I finally was able to be done doing my thing.
Okay, good. I'm glad your thing is done. Mm-hmm.
My Facebook thing.
Folks here in the local audience, if you'd like to get yourself a little water, some coffee or tea, we have those.
Giant.
Yeah, I should have had something. Okay, yeah. I'll follow up later.
Okay. How's it going there, Jim? Are we no calls yet? Wanted to mention to all of you, Veronica and I and Felipe, we went to, I guess you were there too. I waved at you across the room. We went to a graduation for a granddaughter of mine who was growing up way too fast. And I'll tell you, at first, I thought all of this personal recognition for that student, this one over here, it was an eighth grade graduation. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're talking, you know, graduating from
high school or college, master's degrees
or anything like that. But as the event went on, it was very clear to me that this was an excellent way for schools like this one, which is not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it a special, what is it exactly?
It's a baccalaureate program. So most of the kids, the 6th, 7th, and 8th, they take pretty hefty courses, and eighth grade get high school credit.
Oh, wow. But anyway, it was a real nice bunch of kids. They were all dressed very nicely. And like I said, at first it seemed pretty annoying with all the cheering and the, you know, but you know how they are. They can be about as exciting as watching paint.
Yep, one is different
but
than the
my
other.
My granddaughter, she looked like she had on a beautiful lavender colored pantsuit, and it looked like she had just left the hospital to come over, get her graduation
and go back.
Diploma, yeah, and then run back to the hospital to perform surgery or something like that. And I thought, wow, is that kind of a blast from the future, possibly? So here we are, we're all ready. We're going to see what Friday brings. Sometimes we get tons of calls. Sometimes we get zip.
Right, right.
So, what should we talk about? Oh, yes. Oh, I forgot. For those of you that are tuning in, possibly for the very first time, I would like to make the distinction here that we're using ordinary playing cards. See, those of you on Facebook Live, you're able to see the King of Hearts is right there at the bottom of the deck. So that you all know, this is not tarot. We're not doing oracle cards. Stop that.
Sorry.
Veronica's over here yawning. I'm thinking, the night is too young for that. And you know how contagious they are.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not, any of the other millions, I think, of ways there are to perceive the future from say playing cards, any other type of decks that are out there. And I think that's my portion of the introduction.
We have to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That's our disclaimer.
Yes.
Mainly for new folks. Folks that are here a lot are probably yawn when they hear that. But it's what we got to do in today's world we live in. Plus, we don't want anybody doing something stupid. It's not necessarily about lawsuits or anything, but you don't want to get one reading. Oh, that's a cool room. I got a great reading. I'm going to go. My life is set. I will just divorce, you know, get rid of dogs, kill my job, move over to Europe where I've always dreamed about. All I'm going to do is go over there, just enough money to buy a bicycle and just ride around, and I'm going to find my fame and fortune.
Right.
And for some people, that does work because they are creating their own
reality. Many of people have done that.
But we don't want you to feel so impressed with your reading that you dash out and do that. Besides, the internet gods really like us to have a disclaimer.
True.
So that all of you are aware that these are informational in nature. Yeah.
I had to stop a garbage troll real quick in there. Also, let's talk about the show. You got to call in. That's the one way to get a reading. You have multiple ways on these other, every show except Monday. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. It's Blog Talk Radio. When you call in, you'll hear some automated stuff basically saying you're going on hold, and you will go on hold, and you will hear the show. And we actually can physically see a list of callers, so you're not going to get buried and forgotten like if you call the government or anything like that.
IRS.
It's all good. IRS is famous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll put you on hold for like a week, basically, and then say, you know, we're too busy. Hi, call volume. Call back tomorrow.
Unemployment, I stayed on hold for a week.
Yep. So that's the deal. And you can Skype that number if you so desire. We get Skypers. Some people like to do it. It's their preference, you know.
Right.
Communication method number two. That would be Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. If you messenger her when we ask, and we'll talk about that. You can do audio video to your call. We're not going to show your video. Of course, everybody's got to hear you. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a show, but we're not going to show your video. All right? But that is only when we ask for you to messenger, because it doesn't have a cool automated hold system. It just comes on and goes, starts making noise, and we got to say, nope, we got to hang up on you. Well, you can call back when we tell you, but so do not do that. And last but not least, for the folks that can do NIDA, you can, when we ask also, you can type your question right here. If you're a Facebook Live viewer and you can't messenger, you can't call, and we get them. People are at work and they just really, they got to kind of be under the table with their phone and stuff. We get it. So we understand. That is the deal. We have all communication lines open right now. So whoever wants to be first, we have Laura here from Canada. Maybe if you want to call, messenger, or type your question, we're going to first come, first serve.
We may have run into a Friday where everybody's out doing
something. You don't remember yesterday's show, do you? What did we say three or four times during the show? Hey, everybody, we're not doing a Friday show.
It's true. Then we changed our minds.
Yeah, but they don't know that if they're not doing cards. They see, oh, it looks like Deb's changing her mind. You know, the intuitive thing with cards.
That's true.
So you have to hang loose. Laura was here. She was.
We could always scrap the show.
Well,
you could be a little bit patient.
I mean, it's only been like 9-10 minutes here. You can relax a little bit. Laura was here. Hopefully she comes back because she seemed like she was fretting a little bit. So once again, I will put that number in. I see we got another viewer. Phone number is 515-602-9676. Messenger Deborah Lee, or type your question in now, and Laura from Canada has typed her question.
Well, that's awesome, Laura. Thank you.
She wants to know what's going to happen to me, my sister, and my brother-in-law. What's going to happen to me? I should pre-read these because sometimes they're kind of run together. What's going to happen to her because her sister and her brother-in-law kicked her out, and they want her out by the end of the month?
Oh, my God.
No. Well, Canada, we don't know
it's
Canada.
It's a shame you're in Canada, Laura, because if you were here, you can't even get an eviction notice for like 5 months.
I have two dogs and a 19-year-old cat. Where will I be going? So she wants to see what you see for her future dwelling situation. Yeah, I don't know Canadian law.
No, I don't either.
You can't do that here. I mean, you'd have to really commit a big crime to get less than at least 30 days. Even if you're not paying anything and you live there, you're a resident. There is a notice process here.
You can't speak
for Canada.
Yeah, what is it, 14 days after that you're a resident?
That's kind of iffy too. I mean, there's some gray area. You might have to go to court to even debate the resident thing.
Yeah, well,
you know,
see you in 6 months for that court date.
And then you got that going, too.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we know nothing about Canadian law level.
I'm really feeling
our
bad
laws
for you.
Barely.
Laura, I'm really feeling bad because family should be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, we don't know the circumstances.
We don't know nothing.
Clearly.
We don't know nothing. I like my double negative.
Something's going on there.
Yeah, very true.
We know nothing.
They gave her 30 days?
No, end of the month.
End of the month, so that's basically 3 weeks-ish.
Oh, my God.
20 days, I guess,
you
what, the 30
even,
days in this month?
You can't even get approved for an apartment.
I don't know about Canada. Don't know about Canada. I don't know how hard it is.
Less than.
But, you know, when you got, you have the animals is the kicker.
Yeah.
Getting a new place. Two dogs and a cat.
Well, my question to you, Laura, is, because I do see that this could be worked out, my question is it possible for you to try to have a calm discussion with them and at least ask for more time? Because that's, to me, that's unreasonable.
Yeah, we don't know the circumstances.
Yeah, and they're saying, now, at least down here in the States, they are saying that because of the housing, there's a housing shortage.
Right.
Apartments are just like flying off the market because people can't, I don't know, Felipe, you play around with real estate a little bit. Is it because
mm-hmm.
of the shortage of materials, like a supply chain problem that house builders are having a problem?
It's a combination of things, but there's a lot of people making more money, buying more houses. That leaves less for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are pushed out into renting.
I see.
And those rents go up. So now they can't afford them. You
mm-hmm.
find that you have to meet somewhere in the middle. And a lot of people move in with their family. That may be what she did. That doesn't always work out.
Well, and one thing I'd like to mention to you, Felipe, and the rest of all of you, is I have an acquaintance that told me her neighbors sold their house, and the people that bought it were so desperate, they guaranteed it for $100,000 more.
Yeah.
And they took the offer.
Fortunately, things are changing, but this last year, almost all houses sold were like that, over listed price.
What,
not all 100,000, but...
Yeah, what's she saying?
She says something about maybe reconciling when you ask. She said no to some question, but you threw a lot of stuff out.
That's got
to
be it.
Because her son is with me, and they want him out also. Okay, well, didn't know that. So there's a child. I don't know if it's another. What else? She said a 9-year-old cat. That's what I thought. It was a kid, too.
Oh, it's,
yeah, I thought so
it's
too
a
when I saw
kid or a cat.
A 9-year-old kid, not
no,
cat?
No, that's the CAT. Yeah, you know me.
It's an elderly cat.
Teenager.
First thing I thought when I saw 19-year-old too. All right. Anyway, she said she threw out, I guess she's already done a little research, $2,000 a month for a one bedroom.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
I think it would be cheaper to buy like a van maybe and live in it for a while or something, you know, sad as that is.
There's a woman that calls in for readings, and she has been living in a tent. Because she's trying to find a rental.
Oh, she hasn't called for a while, has she?
Whatever they have to do.
That's in Pennsylvania. That's,
humans are going to have to live somewhere.
What about looking? Okay, now, for one thing, Laura, are you working? Do you have a job?
I mean, you should have another plan after you ask the questions.
Well, I'm asking.
It's going to be 20 to 30 seconds.
The reason I'm asking is there's a lot of places that will have you say be a rental agent living on the property be an assistant manager.
She says her son's 30, but he's going through a lot of anxiety, and she's thinking, she's on disability, and she's like, we might have to get a tent.
Can you contact the authorities up there that must help out those with disabilities? We have what's called Section 8 down here.
I don't know Canada, you know.
Your cards are showing.
You would hope they'd have something similar. You would hope so.
Yeah.
You know, they're not backward or anything.
Your cards are showing.
This is the dogs, not with two dogs.
Your cards are showing that you will find a solution. But right now, you're like really in the thick of it with frustration, probably anger, because that, like I said, family should be better than that.
Yeah.
And if they're going through some kind of marital whatever,
well,
maybe he should be the one to leave and not you. I feel bad for you, but I do see a solution to this problem. I thought it was a cat.
30-year-old kid. A 30-year-old child, 19-year-old kid.
He's living there, too?
Yeah, and they said they want him out, too.
What about an RV parked at their property?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ashley.
Yeah, hi, Ashley. Yeah, Laura, what about having it, say, an RV?
Yeah, I mean, there has to be some kind, something to fix.
Well, there is a solution.
It's an emergency thing.
Yeah, it's obviously, anything temporarily is something. Yeah, it is definitely better than 10.
Boy, I mean, I'll tell you, this
ought, it's summertime.
This ought to be teaching you something about the connections there. I mean, I have family myself that I wouldn't depend on for very much. They love their holidays. Scenes and weddings.
She never signed the lease, right? With family, most people never
signed. Yeah.
99.9% chance. You're right. 99.9% chance that
some do, but
they didn't.
Do you have friends? Because I am seeing something here pertaining to a friend. Another thing you could look into is house sitting. You know, I mean, it might bring a lot of changes, but.
So you're gonna have to
yeah.
find a hotel or something.
Yeah, I mean, people that are like gone and they.
Hotel's not a great option. They're expensive.
They are,
so
but
you can buy an RV.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah.
If you did it around here, you'd have to live in one of those flea bag weekly
yeah.
rate things where.
And there's a lot of
God
crime.
Have mercy on your soul.
You're gonna get shot.
Yeah.
Right.
Now years ago, and I don't know if real estate agents and things do this anymore, but they never wanted to try to sell houses that were vacant. So they would let people, they'd give them a limited lease to move in, like 6 months or something.
Yeah, now, unfortunately,
yeah.
They don't have to, right?
There's no houses for sale.
There's no reason to, yeah.
There's no reason, right?
Yep. No such thing as vacancy.
I've got one little piece here comfort for you, and that is your sister is going to end up being very regretful that she did this. It's sister and brother-in-law,
yep,
correct?
Yep, you're correct.
Yeah. This is really going to damage the relationship between you in the future. And you have nothing
family
that
dynamics.
I can see. Now, maybe your son should have gotten out on his own.
Yeah, I mean, she said something about having anxiety issues, but there's ways to treat that so you can go work and stuff and be a part of society.
Right.
If you don't treat it, of course. I mean, people have anxiety problems. They can just shut right down and can't do anything. But there is
right.
treatments available.
Well, Laura, I do feel that there's going to be
though.
Light at the end of this tunnel, but it may take you right up to the last.
Yeah,
day.
And that's not what you wanted to hear, probably, because nobody likes to get to that zero. I'm just curious, what happens in Canada on June 30 if you say, I'm not ready to move? What's the legal process up there?
Do they get the police or what?
That's what I want to know, because it's not that easy here.
No.
You just got to go back to court. I would assume that.
Police is not going to grab you and pull you out.
I would assume that you could say.
That they could do.
You could, I would say I tried and I'm still working
and
on
even
it.
And an unlawful detainer is difficult to get a court date for, where they will give you like 5 days and your stuff's going out on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a process here.
I'm really sorry, but the upshot here is she's going to lose. A lot more than you in terms of a sister.
We have a caller, but caller, stand by.
Yeah.
Right.
We got to wrap up what we got going on here, and I wanted to throw some things in for you that she said after I do my thing. She was talking about that she originally was, I guess there was 4 sisters in her family, okay? One of them died.
Mm.
2 of them don't want nothing to do with her, so that one was the last one that was kind of she had a good relationship with.
Well, still, family should be family, and
yeah, we say that
very few. Well, you come from a family of unconditional love.
Well, I mean,
that I've seen.
There's a lot out there, but you see a lot of people that are just shitbags that you wouldn't think they were even family the way
and
they act. It's
sisters,
like, what the hell is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but sisters,
everybody's
by and large, can be the worst.
Maybe she's part owner of the house. Maybe they all were.
And see, I was wondering.
Case, they can't get rid of her.
Right, and I wanted to. That's see.
I want to know more.
Maybe
I think
the husband moved in.
I bet Deb saw this too, that
what?
the brother-in-law is the problem, isn't it?
It is.
And she just said the brother-in-law tries to start physical fights.
Yeah, and
we kind of all feel that, because usually the in-laws, I mean, you know, it's, they always say everybody hates stereotypes, but there's a reason they develop a lot of them.
And here's the thing, too.
In-laws a lot of times are problems.
You being there, you're a witness to things. You're not there. When you are not there, I would guarantee that man that throws your sister around like a rag doll and abuses her verbally.
Probably, yeah, not necessarily physically. You don't know that, right?
Oh, I did feel that it
is.
Oh,
okay. Well, if you got it, then I'm sorry.
And
you just didn't say anything before.
That's where the control factor comes in. So to get rid of the...
I got you. Some guys can control women without ever hurting them. They can just, you know, they just
well,
they
please
got that
call
nature.
Us again. Let us know how you're doing. Where's her rebel card?
Okay.
Oh, she said real quick.
Yeah.
Before you do it, the one sister that did die, they were the two of the closest sisters.
Well, boy, what a shame that is.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, unfortunately, I don't want to say unfortunately, but we're going to go to the rebel cards, and these are not going to be nice.
Yeah. They
could be nice, but they're going to not come out nicely.
This is an actual deck.
We have to do word replacement for a lot of the words on the cards.
No, we don't have to.
Well, it's a nice thing to do because
I don't like to say the card.
There could be a lot of people on here that would be offended by some of the words.
There's F-bombs.
F-bombs all over the place. Yeah.
Okay. You need a good cry.
Aww.
She probably maybe
get
has done.
Get that ugly cry on. Let that crap go. Your soul will thank you.
And I think you're going to be able to move on.
Sometimes there is a point probably. I don't know if she's there yet. Maybe she's done already. You got to just go somewhere maybe by yourself and just let it just dump. Cry, babble like a baby, snot, tears, all that stuff. It is what it is. You're a human, you know?
Right next to it is shame, regret, guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive, let that shit go.
It might be for the some other people in the family.
Well,
but anyway.
All right, hon. Call us again.
Yeah,
we'll be
definitely
here again tomorrow night.
Laura's here a lot.
So, yeah, please.
Pretty much 90% of the shows we certainly say hi.
We can keep giving you readings every time we're
on. Yeah. We don't go more than once a show, but you can do every single show if you so desire.
Yeah.
We've had some people do it a lot for a long time. Remember Danielle when she was young?
Oh, yeah.
She was here every time because she was in college. She's a workaholic.
Yeah.
We talked to her mom more than her, and mom says she's busy and happy.
And whoever has joined
us. You're welcome, Laura.
On Facebook Live, glad to have you with us.
Yeah, I put the little messages out there. Oh, and look at the collars just blew up.
All right.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
I gotta put them down. So.
Yeah, Laura, we're going to send lots of healing energy and light to you. And I honestly believe there will be a solution for you.
Yeah, and we feel for you. I mean, I can't say I've been in your predicament.
It's a crappy deal.
If I was, I would feel a lot of anxiety like you are. I'd be like, holy guacamole. And she said, thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
All right. All of a sudden, the phone lines went kaboom. But don't worry. There's only a few. I say kaboom goes up from 0 to 3.
Well, let's go.
She said, let's go. Let's get the show.
Let's go.
Let's rock and roll. All right. We are going to go to area code 708, which is in, I don't know where. Is that California? No, it's in Illinois, isn't it? Is this Illinois?
Is this our friend?
Is this the greatest state on this planet calling, the Lincoln State?
Yes.
Eden, land of Lincoln, otherwise known as Eden, right?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes,
hi. Somebody else.
Okay. We were just kind of fooling around there for a minute.
Well, yeah.
It is Friday, you know. So who is on the phone with us?
My name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Barbara, where about in Illinois are you? Just curious. Are you like northern part?
Yes.
All right, cool. I like it.
All right. Are you new to the show, Barbara?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And welcome. Oh, go ahead.
Barbara, you're a brand new caller.
That is our lovely Veronica. It's not official unless she sings you aboard.
And there's only 2 days a week you can get that.
Yes.
Did you find us on how? Blog Talk, Facebook? How did you find us?
Blog Talk.
Awesome. All right. Well, then let me quit interrupting you. And this is your reading time. What would you like to look into or ask about?
Tell us a little about love relationships.
Yes. And that's a plural.
Yeah, you did say it. Plural.
I did. I did.
How many do you need?
Oh, she meant to do that.
How many partners?
Yeah, what's going down?
Like one? You just like one good quality one?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anybody that you get a sparkle in your eye for?
Or a tickle in the
No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jim is a little bit brazen tonight.
He's feeling
tonight,
salty.
Like I never am. I'll be the other day.
All right. Hold on, Barbara. I'm going to give you a reading concerning love relationships. And so everybody knows I am using a 24-card layout. I prefer not to just, select a few random cards. I'd prefer to see the whole playing field.
Yes, indeedy.
And if we were having a private one-on-one session, that's what we would be doing, is repeatedly laying out the cards.
Yes, and just to let you know, as she's putting your cards down, we simultaneously do these shows. We also, if you're on Facebook, I can't say, a lot of people aren't, believe it or not, but if you're on Facebook, if you like the Psychic Love Doctor show, we go live on these shows. You can actually see her put the cards down on the table. So that's something you might want to do. You can live, follow, whatever they say at the Psychic Love Doctor
show. You can watch us in action.
You can watch
us. Like to.
Yeah. You can actually see the cards go down. You hold them up. You know, a lot of times the blog talk people say you're talking about cards, but they can't see them.
Right.
And let's see. That is.
Okay.
I got to say hi. We had a new Nancy here from Facebook. Glad
Yay,
you're here.
Nancy.
And we have Jalen from Georgia, who's not new.
Just well, hello, everyone.
What's the name?
It's Jalen, but I am not going to spell it right now on air because
okay.
It's not like you think.
Jalen from Georgia.
Well, Barbara,
yeah,
I have news for you. I am perceiving from your reading here that you have two potential partners.
Even though she can't see.
In your, very much in your presence. Or if not currently, it will be very shortly. One of them is from the past that would like to resurface in
up.
Your life.
Well, let me tell you.
Feeling really terrible about how things went between
here.
The two of you. Does this ring a bell for you, Barbara? Someone from
no.
the past? Not at all.
Okay, well,
but
think about that.
Not
though.
At all.
Okay, well, you may find as you go about your day, maybe tomorrow, you'll think of somebody from a very long time ago.
Yeah, you might just right now you can't pull it out, but all of a sudden something may occur days from now even and be like, ah, bingo, I got it. I remember that person.
I had a lady years ago that was just like this, and I told her, you have a past love resurfacing in your life, and she said, and I told her,
I have to,
you
sorry.
Have
sorry, folks. Okay,
we're having technical problems with Facebook, so bear with us.
FB, and I could change those words into something else, but I won't.
Anyway, I said, she had told me she was making a trip home to Kansas. Yeah, and I said, you are going to reunite with an old love. No. She said, there's no way. I can't even remember anybody. But when she came back, she got a hold of me and said, it was my high school sweetheart, and we are back together. Now, that's just to give you an example. The other one is somebody new that hasn't made your acquaintance yet, but will. And I perceive this could be a true soulmate connection for you. It actually appeared under a designation in the layout that is called Sure to Come True, my favorite.
Yeah,
really.
If you're watching, she would hold it up and show you.
Yeah, my favorite, and I'll tell you why, because over these many 30 years, there has not been a time that I can remember something appeared there that didn't come true at one point or another. So, yes, I really feel there's love on the horizon for you, and it's coming sooner than you think. Now we have a rebel card for you, Barbara.
Yes.
So stand by.
Yes.
You are loved. You are here for a reason. Don't mess it up.
That was me, stupid.
Okay.
It doesn't say mess it up either. It uses a foul word, but I refuse to say it.
Oh, it's an F-bomb.
It has an F word. But yeah. You know what it is, though. The
so bar it.
Maybe it's fudge bar.
All right, we're going. Because I feel like it's an incomplete thought. Yes.
All right, whatever. I'm just here. I do nothing.
Okay. Well, Barbara, please call us again. A first reading often tends to be broad, kind of generalized.
But I commend you for not coming in seesawing. She went right to what she wanted to know about.
Yeah,
I like that.
Exactly.
A lot of new people, I probably do the exact same thing. Say, I don't know. Just tell me something.
Also, you have a very nice sum of money coming your way, Barbara.
Cha-ching.
I often will point things out that weren't necessarily asked about, but that seemed significant.
Yeah, that's
the
thing about the cards.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, that's the thing about her cards. You know, if like I say, if you're watching, you would see the layout. You ask a question, she's going to pull
it. I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Well, then you can she get some kind of notification on Blog Talk?
Yeah, you can see the past shows are archived.
Yeah, archived. And if you like, follow, whatever the hell they call it on Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor Show, you will get notified when she goes live, and she'll post before she goes live. And she posts all the past shows. You can watch them if you miss your reading or something.
And it's very nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for being here.
And
you.
I can't wait to say I told you so when your new love is in your life.
Hoodie-hoo.
Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to go hunting. It's just going to materialize in front of her.
Typically, females don't have to hunt.
Oh, okay, sure, okay.
Typically.
You just,
you just got to be targets out there.
If you know your value, you really don't have to hunt.
Aha, I love it.
That's what I'm saying. If you got it going on, you just got to pick and choose. You get to pick and choose.
Barbara Sharp, and the one that you are attracting is just as sharp. So it's going to be a meeting of minds and a bonding of souls. I mean, it's got all the earmarks of a beautiful lifelong relationship. I want to, if you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take this one.
Yeah, I don't think this is Barbara Town. From,
It's wonderful to hear from you, Barbara. And please enjoy.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, of course. We're originally from Minnesota. I personally, growing up, I spent a lot of time in Illinois, Chicago and surrounding areas.
Everybody at this table is from a different state originally.
Yes.
Or a different country, perhaps. But we are not from this land.
What land?
Just a state.
Oh,
this
right.
Commonwealth.
We're not from Virginia.
We're from Earth, damn it. Okay, we got that down.
Oh, Barbara, you've been fun. I really like your giggle. Does this have a cute laugh?
Yes.
All right, hon.
Well, at least she's having a good time, and that's what we want.
And be careful of those dating websites. They're not what they seem to be, full of liars.
Yeah, there's a good chance you're going to pull a fish out that you want to throw back.
Oh, like,
and you might not be able to. They got to be careful.
Barbara once scammed me out of $85,000.
They wouldn't scam me out of 85 cents.
I swore this could never happen to me. My goodness, he was good. I mean, I got to give him that. He was slick. And I'm hoping he's in prison somewhere. All right, so Barbara, we have to move on, but you're a delight. Please call us again.
Yes, we hope to hear from you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, we hope you call again.
Yep, and.
Caller that dropped, please call back. It's people that are like hold for a while and say, I got to do something. You know, life is life. I want to say shout out Allison from the UK.
Well, Allison, good to have you here.
And we went over the hump of the show, so we want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
So you maybe shouldn't fool around at the start of a call until you know who's actually on there, because we thought it was Teresa.
We did. The map.
I apologize.
Oh, the caller came back. Awesome. We got the other caller came back. Cool.
Okay.
Cool. So your place in line has been held.
Yeah. Don't you dare go again.
I'm sure.
We got
you. Obviously, if they called back, it was a oops.
Okay.
We're glad you called back.
Oops,
yeah.
There it is. There it is. All right. I think we know who's going to call, but I'm not going to assume anymore. So.
All right.
Once this goes live, area code 443, which is Marilyn, but I'm
hello,
not
Marilyn.
Assume who I know it is.
I mean, hello. Hi, this must be Suzanne.
It is. How are you all?
Well, I think we're kind of on a roll tonight.
I know her, but last time I thought I knew who it was.
Whenever Felipe comes around, he brings this Spanish aura with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did it brings a what?
I don't know. I'm
a Spanish
to,
what?
Aura.
Aura.
The hell's an aura?
No, the thing
I thought that was A-U-R-A.
Yeah, it's a glow. Listen to Suzanne.
I know what the A-U-R-A is, but she said A-R-A.
No, I was saying aura. Everybody aura. Says it.
Aura. It's like
yeah.
an aura.
And
anyway, let's get off English and go back to it.
Suzanne,
yeah.
I certainly hope
tomato.
You weren't anywhere near that. What was it, a mall or a shopping center?
No.
Where there was
no.
shooting today. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Western. Good. Oh, wait a minute. Today, there was one yesterday, wasn't there?
Probably yesterday.
Yeah, probably yesterday.
Yeah, and the news feeds on your
oh,
phone,
okay.
they just roll in when they feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not near me.
Oh, good, good. Very good.
Hmm.
I hope that this trend dies down here eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, while
yeah.
we were at the graduation today, I'm like mapping out the exits, thinking. And here's the thing. In taking terrorist training in the past, military people do a lot of that. You learn. Don't stand there like a deer frozen in headlights.
Right.
Yeah, he's got a weapon, but he can't shoot all of you.
Yeah, that's the thing. But everybody else has to be on the same page.
Just rush them. Throw things
in the
at
perfect
them.
World, every single person would rush them.
If,
but
nobody wants to be the
that's the problem. There's the problem is you didn't have a game. You didn't say, all right, everybody, right before we do something today, let's have a plan. That comes in, we all go, right? That's
I know.
The problem. If I run, all right, let's go get them. And you're the only one like, uh-oh, I just about to yeah. die. Nobody, everybody else is running away.
It's sad we have to think.
It is, but
well,
let's rock because we got
okay.
people.
Okay, Suzanne, what's happening for you?
Just calling for a check-in today.
Check-in.
Check-in.
He's on the right path.
He's
okay.
fine.
All right.
He's fine. He's got grass.
Terrible.
He's freaking grass for a living out there. And once in a while, he'll get some down. Yeah. He's fine. Hey, everybody, let's. How about doing some readings here? He's going to live. No, it's not that. I can't believe we're doing this.
It's like we're
he's
in the jungle.
He's
juggling.
It's the same idiot in here.
He's okay. We have a dog who's a Dumas and eats so much grass once in a while.
He vomits it.
Well, it's not. It goes down into the lungs. You know what happens if you get any kind of thing in your lungs that doesn't belong there? Your body was going to do what it can until it comes out.
That's
it's not puking. It's from the stomach coming in.
So what
it's
is?
Hacking. It's you're hacking. It's expelling it.
He's...
He's yacking. He's not going to vomit.
It's yacking it.
It's cute, though, to watch his
all right.
Clip.
All right.
You thought you were calling into a psychic reading type show, but you're calling into a veterinarian show. Little did you know. Specific to vomiting.
All right, Suzanne, I'm laying out the cards, and I apologize for all the frivolity over here.
It is Freaky Friday.
Okay, Suzanne, the cards have some good tips for you. Very good tips. Who did I tell something about a tip today to?
I don't know.
The tip is don't wear loose underwear. No, for you, now, I told somebody that today.
We don't know. We have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
For you, Suzanne, here's what the cards are saying. Don't be too hard
okay.
on yourself.
Uh-huh.
Especially as you're learning
there you go.
This method.
It's a good one.
And
okay.
I did find other booksellers that are in the United States. For some reason, my book isn't on Amazon anymore. But a lot of places I'm sold out.
Oh.
So that could be the reason.
We've got to talk about the Amazon thing.
What about it?
Well, because I went to go buy something today because we kind of share an account.
Yeah.
It wanted to be also in the basket was three of her books, which I did not buy. Imagine that. So we'll have to talk about that.
All right, we will later.
That total was more than I expected when I first said, I'm buying a $10 bird feeder. What is this?
Suzanne, remember, it's a process. It's like learning a language.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't learn Spanish in one day.
Heck no.
Probably not even in one week.
Any language on this planet, that's not a week thing, you know.
I mean, you're going to get a couple of, like, almost odd.
Yeah, you can learn important things that you need to survive a little
bit. But for you, it's showing that you're going to judge yourself too much.
Yeah.
And it's under sure to come true. So the thing is,
okay,
it starts to feel overwhelming, put it down. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
And don't look at anything that you see as being verbatim.
Right.
You know? Because the worst thing that we can do right off the bat is start thinking what they're reading in those cards is calm, terror, misfortune. It's just that you're practicing right now. Okay.
Okay.
And you're like, how a surgeon doesn't just pick up a scalpel and start cutting open
bodies.
Right.
If they did that, there's lots of methods.
Yes, that's right. So you're going to get really good at this. It's definitely here in your cards. You are going to pick this up faster than others have done with me. And I've had very, very few that picked it up within, say, 1 month. That's fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is some serious dedication.
It was 4 months for me. But I had a very unhappy life at the time, and so I was seeking answers.
There's a lot of factors, too, like that, and some people just...
Mm-hmm.
This one thing they love, it's like it just comes to them, you know. And other people are like, holy shit, it's struggling and stuff.
Yeah, well, and it's all about own intuition. If you are one that relies on your intuition, you're going to have an easier time.
Sure.
People that are people that have scientific minds, you know, they can overthink it too much.
They can memorize it quickly.
Yeah.
But it's hard to put it to practice.
Because you have to feel those cards.
That's the transition part. You can memorize each card, each location, and all this stuff, but then it's like, okay, I know all that, but now what's this really
And when we
me?
Get more into it, I have a whole bunch of exercises that you'll find when the university opens up. I show a lot of pictures. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you mainly, because that's what your cards are showing. That it may seem like an uphill battle, but I really think that just putting in a little time when you feel in the mood. Okay, now some people read the whole book and then go back and start working with it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No.
I'd do it in seconds.
Yeah, it all depends on the. Some people like to read it once.
Yeah.
And then like start back again. Sorry, I know the big picture. Now I'm gonna go attack it. Everybody has their own self learning plan. When you get to a certain age, you've gone through so many schools and programs, you kind of, this is how I do it for me.
You follow your own way of learning.
You got your own little thing, taking notes about taking notes.
Now, one thing my husband had suggested to the class, and they all loved this and it helped them a lot, is he said, take each of the cards, like I'm holding one up now, and write on them what it means.
Some people do that.
And then
that,
when that deck wears out, it's time to take the training wheels off.
Yeah. See, if I did that, then I would be a crutch for me. I would never learn. So everybody's different.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's got their own style. Some people just take their own little notes. Some people put little stickies. I mean, there's weird things we all do.
I had a lovely young man from England that worked in the fashion district, and he was awesome with graphic arts, and he was designing me a deck, and the poor guy died of AIDS. So he was putting together a picturesque type of deck for me to show.
That might have been pretty badass.
Yeah,
it was.
I bet it
was. We might be able to find something now.
He
did them as samples for me, and I was amazed.
Because he knew he read cards.
Yeah, he did.
So that's why he could make them specific.
And Suzanne, when you start, you're going to learn how to read other people's cards without them there. It's in the book also.
Yeah, that's
you're going to floor yourself. I mean, you'll be floored.
Uh-huh.
And take, how much you know.
Yeah, you got to take baby steps, that's all, before you run.
Yeah, and but when you finally
sure
get it.
Yeah, and everybody, that's a different time frame, like children.
Yeah.
Some children
exactly
are developed more than others. It doesn't mean that they're dumber than others, just they develop quicker at a certain age than others. That's all it means.
So just take your time. And don't frustrate yourself.
Yeah, don't hold yourself to standards, and if you don't meet them, don't get pissed at yourself.
No, right.
Okay.
All right, well, honey, thank you. Do we give you
thank
a rebel
you.
Card? No, wait.
Stand by for your rebel card.
Okay.
Time to let go. Move the frack on.
And I wonder how that...
Well,
if
she had a general reading, so she'll have to think about how it applies to her.
She might maybe have to... time to let go of her fear of whatever's holding her back.
Now, that I like.
It depends. You know, she'll have to
yeah,
think about
that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, she'll have to think about what's going on in her life right
when
now.
When I was very early at this and at parties, people would say, oh, come on, read the cards. And I wasn't quite skilled. But I would drink wine. And, whoa,
uh-huh.
I just on fire with those readings.
Yes.
Okay.
Find a way to in the groove. Inhibition.
So thank you
thank
so much.
You.
Oh, thank
good,
you.
Thank you for letting us laugh a little
uh-huh.
bit.
Have a good weekend.
Okay. You too.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. Okay. Well, that I'm glad she called about that because I do
yeah.
hear from people periodically, and they will say to me, gee, this is a lot. Who's on?
You want
to
turn your radio down, your phone down. You're live now on the Psychic Love Doctor, 631 from New York. So whatever you got going on, listen to the show, shut that down.
Please.
Hello there. This is Mary. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Is
I just wanted Mary, to check back with you.
Mary that just said hello on Facebook?
Yes, that's me.
Cool.
Hi, Mary.
That was cool. You jumped
hi.
In.
Hi. I just... Yeah, you guys asked me to give you a call back and let you know what's going on. If you recall, my husband had a stroke on April 10th.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So far, he's about 80% back.
Ooh.
And you don't know those things, so that's pretty miraculous.
What a blessing.
Yeah, 80% is a big
yeah.
high number.
Yeah.
I have a mother There's... that had a bad stroke, and she has really been, like, out to lunch ever
yeah.
since. So you're very fortunate.
Well, you know, there's still those moments of cognitive that are just a little off, but
sure.
They feel that he's going to make a complete recovery, which is
oh,
very miraculous.
I am so happy for you and him.
Yeah.
Mary, do you have us on speakerphone, or is there we can hear our audio in the background of your phone.
Like on a computer.
Computer or Facebook.
Oh,
maybe you should
I don't...
check your Facebook audio down. Is your Facebook on? Facebook audio still on?
No, I don't think so.
We can definitely hear it coming from you.
Well, we'll just live
it's not so bad, but it's just weird.
I'm sorry.
It's
I apologize,
Mary.
But there's nothing here.
Okay. Mary, what would
it
be?
It could be my phone.
I think it's your phone, but...
Sometimes they do.
And it's not so bad. But it's not one of those ones where we can't hear you, so this is...
All right, Mary, what would you like the cards to tell you about?
I want to know how I'm going to be the next 3 months.
That is,
this has been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, we got you.
Is he still at the facility?
No, he's home. I've been taking care of him by myself because due to COVID, they don't have any workers. So they tried 14 facilities to give me home health care aides, and there's nothing. So I've been doing it by myself.
God bless you for doing it. I've been a caregiver. It is not an easy road. There's, you know, a lot
no.
of stressfulness, and you've got to learn to do self-care.
Yep.
Yeah.
Care.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and look at your card for you, and I will certainly share with you what the cards have to say about the next 3 months.
We're up on that. That's blog talk.
Oh, is it?
It's too fast to be Facebook. We're hearing.
True.
It's like 2 or 3 seconds delay. Facebook's about 20 to 30.
Well, it's technology.
It is. At least it's really soft. so it's not like destroying the show or anything. It's like we get to hear ourselves, so it's kind of cool. It's like echo, echo,
yeah.
Echo when you're in a big little area with a canyon or whatever.
Yes, so do you have days Mary Jane work outside of the home also? Or, you know, are you working or do caregiving?
Well, basically... Basically, 24/7. I've been here and trying to juggle the job in between. So I'm trying to get to the point where, you know, I was able to finally leave him alone for an hour to an hour and a half, where I can just go do what I need to do for my job and come home.
Right.
Sure.
Well, Mary, your card was saying you need to remind yourself that you're human. And there are going to be some days that you're dangling on your last nerve. This is a rough road. You know, there's nothing easy about it. And the progress you've made is wonderful, right? But still, there's the day-to-dayness. Go ahead.
His cognitive is what is lingering, and that could take, they said, about 120 days. But he can't add, and he can't subtract. And then just some things, well, you know, he can't even bounce his checkbook.
Okay.
You know, what a waitress he went to go give a $400 tip to on a $36 meal. And she knew us forever, of course, and gave us the money back. But, you know, she broke into tears.
Oh, okay. I guess she was heartbroken. Yeah, I hear you. Yep.
And make sure that he's only just a, what would you call something that, like a cautionary note. Your card was saying, try not to self-medicate. Like taking something to go to sleep every night.
Yeah, you take your excuse and some wind down time, go grab a bottle of wine and tip it straight up in the air and chug it down.
Because a lot of times caregivers reach a place where they think they need, you know, self-medication.
Find a different way to decompress that is not going to be helpful.
Do you like meditating, Mary? Okay,
meditation.
She has some meditation and she takes medication.
That's a funny joke.
Bada bing, bada bang.
If you send me and anybody else out there, these are guided meditations that I got from the metaphysical school, college that I went to. And I'm allowed to share them. I cannot sell them. So anybody out there,
I would love them.
Okay, will you email me so I can attach them in a reply to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. My email is Deborah, and it's the long spelling of Deborah at psychiclovedoctor.com. Yeah, and if you email me, I'll send them right out to you tonight.
That's wonderful.
Oh, honey, it's going to
be
okay. But, you know, it's just you're in that, it's a rough and rocky road.
Yeah, it's never rough and good road.
You know something that bothers me a lot? A lot of close friends tended to avoid me. When my husband was in the latter stages of his illness. And it bothered me a lot because, he was unwell, but I wasn't a leper. I would have loved their contact.
They didn't know how to interact with you.
Yeah, they didn't know how to.
And the last thing they want to do was say the wrong thing, so they just said, I won't say anything. Which is kind of the wrong thing, but, you know, they didn't understand where you're coming from.
So, Mary, try to forgive anybody who's dying away.
Right. It's not what they did. That's not what they did. The last thing we want to do is somebody that's so fragile say the wrong thing.
We have a rebel card for you, Mary.
You've got a feeling you just can't shake that little voice inside of you. Listen to that shit.
So it's a good voice.
I think so.
Yeah, there's a good voice. And if you hear
or a negative one, you should get lost.
Get out. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know,
well, I've been thanking the blessings.
Well, I want to tell you one thing that really saved me a lot was that I would have rough moments as the caregiver with my husband. I actually started watching The Office on Netflix. I would go off to another room. I would watch an episode or two. It would help me to de-stress. Get my head on straight.
You gotta find something constructive. Constructive for you.
But humor was medicine.
That's hard to do.
It is.
That's a trick.
So Mary, I'm gonna watch for your email, and I will get those out to you. And I have a ton of them, so you know.
I'd love that. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, hon. Take care. Take care.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, we will, hon.
Thank you for calling.
Yep.
Thank you.
Was she new?
Real quick, we're going to take a quick pause in the show. Nobody go away.
To bring them today.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that. We had some technical talk that would have bored you guys. So we have another caller, and this caller is very patient. They have called. They've just connected a few times.
Thank you so much.
No, I haven't turned them on yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like those.
So I got to, first thing I do is extend the show. If I forget them, that's a bad thing.
No, I think she will.
All right, here we go, Deb.
All right, let's go.
The folks that are on Facebook Live do not leave yet. We've extended the show a little bit. We're going to area code 306. Now, what the internet tells me, that's in Canada, Saskatchewan, specifically.
Oh,
well, let us know, 306.
Hello?
Welcome
to
the show.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name, please?
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Are you new to the show, or have we talked to you?
She's a new Nancy.
Are you a new?
Yeah, I'm first time.
Well,
Nancy, is this the Facebook Live viewer that I kind of chatted with a little bit?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
well, that's awesome. So you get to actually watch it and talk at the same time.
Yeah.
That's actually a good thing, so you can see the cards and all that.
Veronica is going to sing you a chorus.
Nancy, you're a brand new caller.
And real quick, give me 10 seconds because Mike is here, and we've been so busy. Mike, international shout-out from England.
Mike.
Lending UK. All right, let's go back to...
hearing the echo. Weird. Yeah.
Okay, Nancy's new.
Do we still have Nancy?
Nancy's here.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
remember,
good.
We got about a 5-10 seconds.
Well, Nancy, tell us what brings you to the show, what you would like
what
a reading
would you
on.
Like to know?
My son met a girl in December or November. They had sex in January, and now he may or may not be the father, and they just started dating.
Oh, no.
Who?
How old is
son?
He?
Oh, son. I got it. Okay. I didn't hear who it was.
26?
Oh, you think
he's
no better by then.
When did they
he already has one son that's 6, and this is a different woman.
Well, it's a different day and age. I'll tell you, I have two sons that they each said to the girlfriend, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we had a baby? And no marriage or anything, but it was fun.
Yeah, so fun.
Yeah. The heartbreaking side is those girls don't like my sons anymore, and so I never get to see those boys. And But what are you asking me to look at for this? If he's the father?
Yeah, and how the relationship's going to go because, you know, they had sex before they started dating. And I think they're dating because may be the father.
Yes. I only had sons, 5, biological. And I'm so grateful I did not have a daughter because I don't know how I'd raise her in this day and age.
And typically, obviously there's an exception to every rule, but typically if people only start dating because there's a pregnancy, doesn't seem to work out eventually.
No, and I would make sure that there is a test involved.
I would get that DNA stuff done immediately.
As soon as possible.
I know you can't right now, obviously.
No, but
yeah.
Paying through the nose.
Because
yeah, the He already has one that he has to pay child support for, and this one is not due until October 21st.
They met in November. Okay. In November, and then when did she tell you, well, tell him that she was expecting?
About 2 months ago. She's about 5 months, and it was about 2.5.
Okay.
When he said something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she was about 2.5 months. And there's a possibility of one or a few other guys.
Oh, that's nice. Isn't that nice?
Okay.
Besides my son.
Yeah, I would definitely be...
Don't sign the birth certificate.
Right.
Don't sign anything? Yeah. I mean, she probably already knows
but
the girl. But
she's seen in this reading as hoping it's his. Even if he tells... If he tells
I
you different
he does.
Yeah, he wants to have this baby.
Awesome. So I guess
and I'm praying
job.
It's not.
He must have an awesome job then, making lots of money.
No, not really.
I already knew the answer. I was just being facetious, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's a typical 26-year-old male that is out there living life.
Are you ready for the kicker?
It's a
big one.
Uh-oh.
They are going to look at you about moving in with you. Baby.
Oh, my God.
It's not a kicker to me, but...
Well, I saw that coming.
It's not a kicker to me. It didn't surprise me, but yeah.
And neither one has much for ambition, it seems like. You know, I'm sorry to say that because we mothers work hard at raising our sons.
Is Jerry Springer coming out soon? This sounds like we're on a Jerry Springer show right now. It really does. Mari's the
father.
Jerry's who do you really love? Triangle thing.
Well, it's unfortunate because I think your son is in love with her. I think they have a pretty hot sex life. Sorry to say, Mom. But it's, you know, and this is going to be a huge life lesson for him. Because while it may definitely be his son, and remember, we have a medical disclaimer.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't be definite about that.
If we were doctors, if we'd reach somewhere on a cruise and wouldn't be doing the show.
Yeah. So I forgot my train. Oh, I hate that when I lose my train of thought.
Just a minute.
Well, it's going to be a big life lesson. She's incapable of being faithful, which I think your women's intuition already tells you.
Well, she told that it could be between him and a couple other guys. So.
She has trouble.
Well, there you go.
My grandma always said, keep as a lady, keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus.
Yeah, that was
And
that
I don't
generation.
Even know if this girl knows who Jesus is. So.
Oh, I bet she says God a lot when she's in bed.
Oh, God.
Jim. We can always count on Jim to bring in the...
Oh, God, I bet you hear that all the time.
The backhanded humor from Jim. Well,
Life is cruel. You might as well just be honest.
I really hope that you will call into the show more often, Nancy, because
these cards can
really help guide us through difficult times.
Yeah, we like international callers. I mean, Canada, everybody's like, well, Canada's good, but they're still international.
Yes,
Saskatchewan is not like something you can... take a bus to in like 10 minutes.
And you're like our cousins up there.
You're our northern brethren. We share the same continent.
Yes, we do. So the only thing is try to find some peace for yourself in all of this. Is he your only child, Nancy?
No, but I have 3 special needs ones plus him.
Yeah.
He's wondering too, but I know he's probably hoping when I'm hoping not.
Right, because you're realistic. Yes, I understand.
Yeah, because, you know, they only met, you know, if they had been in a relationship for over a year, then unprotected sex would be different, but.
No. Yep, we're with you.
It was a minute ago.
We're preaching to the choir. Right? We are parents like you. We understand.
Yeah. Kids, you know,
you don't see if it's his or not, right? You can't tell yet.
He wants to know if I think it's his or not.
What did you see?
I saw that he hopes like hell it's his.
So you
baby.
Didn't get a definitive answer
no,
yet, but you can call
yet.
Back. You can call back every
call
show.
Back.
Keep checking.
When people are brand new to this method, the readings can be broad. They can be hazy, very generalized. But the more I read for you, the more I build a spiritual connection.
Yeah. So right now, all you saw was kind of what she was telling you too, that he wanted to be. Doesn't mean it is, because that would take some more digging further into it. Yet.
No, but I see for you, Nancy, an upcoming emotional setback that's really going to make you angry. So prepare for that, and then it won't be so, what do you want to call it? So
hard.
Yeah, to cope with.
Okay.
All right, here.
Rebel card time.
Yeah.
You do you. Stop trying to change people. That shit never works.
Yeah.
So in other words, focus on Nancy.
Good. She's a mom.
Yeah.
So bad. For her.
And he's.
I try and do the pendulum thing, and I got.
The other guy.
It's not his. It's not my son's on the pendulum.
I hope this is a good scare for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
What
how
is it a scare
of
people?
And I also hope that the relationship doesn't last.
Oh, I do too.
Well, that's the best thing, you know, at that age, 26 is relative. Sometimes 26 going on 17.
Yeah.
26 going on 40, they're all different. When they're young, they're like, oh, I want that to be my kid. They don't think about all the stuff, like, I don't have a job, I don't have this, I don't have that, college,
and we can't
school.
Just run to mom if she can't.
I already got another kid up here.
Oh, they're
going
to run to you,
Nancy.
Oh,
they
want
to do that.
Oh, they're
yeah,
plus that's one that's 36.
I've
son that's 6 years old already.
Yeah, it's like,
and
I want to say, you know what? This is necessary.
And obviously he's not together with that.
Are you active in the other babies or the child's life?
Yeah, the six-year-old, yeah.
Well, that's good. You know, you take a bad situation and you try to make the best of it.
Exactly. And get her tested as fast as possible.
I guess.
I don't know how it is out there, but I'd be like, let's do it.
All right, honey, take
care. Go and get a DNA test.
You damn straight. Boy, I'd pay for it myself.
I'd be doing it beforehand.
Can they do them early?
They can.
Yeah, I don't know how early.
They could do one in the belly, but
agree to it because
like an ambulance.
Something's going in there to get something.
Yeah,
out.
But that
after.
You could lose a baby or something like that if you did that.
Yeah, you're sticking a needle where it might not
well,
need to go.
Please be in touch with us.
Yes,
okay?
Please call. Now we're invested.
Yes, we are. And how things
all right.
matters. Take
oh,
care.
I hope my wish is right.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Oh, we're on board with you there.
Yeah.
We're on the USS Parenthood.
He's got to start flying right, you know?
Yep.
Take care.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. You're so welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Call us soon.
Where was Mary?
No, well,
anybody know?
Mary was in, I believe she was in New York.
Which one?
Her husband.
The husband that had the stroke.
The one before this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
and he
got.
Was in Connecticut, I think. Well, you guys.
You've got to ask me when we're doing the reading and I have the information. Oh, wait a minute. I can do that. The last caller was from Saskatchewan, Canada, right?
Yeah. Is that way up there?
And the one before that was New York.
Okay.
Roger that. Okay. What do you want to do, Deb? We got a little bit of time and they don't have to stick around.
Okay.
We have Allison. Allison, if you're with us, messenger us right now.
Yeah.
Because this is it. We have to go. She stayed up a long time. She's been here for a long time.
No, thank you.
Yep. Yeah, you guys can roll. Appreciate it.
Yes.
And this is going to be, no matter what, we have a lot of viewers right now.
I see
that. We
have
a lot of viewers. There she is, Allison from the UK.
Oh, I'm sad to miss her.
Hello, darling.
She went audio only this time.
How are you?
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Hello there.
Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, she waited forever.
I know. It's been, you are.
It's already Saturday there.
Yeah.
1:40 something in the morning.
Take care. Our Veronica and Felipe are leaving us now.
It's Friday night here, so they got to go out and kick butt. Party hardy.
Okay, Allison, tell us. What would you like a reading on?
Anything, again.
Have you been to work since I've spoken to you?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen the ex?
I have, yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see what we got for you.
All right, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that we lost our host. Had to go to other engagements because it is Friday night. They had a daughter that just moved on to the next level of education at the young age. So, and it's Friday, too, so it is what it is.
It is.
It is what it is. Now, for Allison, it is very early Saturday morning. Like, she's probably going to go night-night right after this.
I sure as hell would be going
to bed.
But it's really awesome, and I feel honored that you do stay up.
She is one of the most patient
ever
international callers we have on this planet. And we appreciate it. She's a good fan.
Well, also Mike as well.
Yeah, Mike is he hasn't been around as long as you, but Mike is a very, very...
He's devoted. He shows up for us.
He does. He was a little later than normal this time. Usually that guy's there fairly early, but we're not knocking him down because I would be in a different boat at his time zone.
I have in my bucket list that I get to cut across the pond one of these days and meet all of you. I would love that. No,
oh, that'd be nice.
It would.
It'd be
that
cool.
That would be lovely.
Speaking of your car.
It'd be a lot of fun, too. Get some pubs.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah.
I need to remind you, the cards are saying that the ex is going to make all kinds of promises to you that things will be better. This is going to come in the future, not too far.
That's right. He keeps rolling in. Right?
Yeah, and he's checking things out, but he'd really like to... You know, approach her.
I think he might have one last shot, probably.
To get her back.
And he's trying to figure out the best approach, because it's probably going to be his last one ever.
Well, he's really wishing, Allison, that you would just go to him.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine him wishing the easy route. Yeah.
Which, the more that you don't, the more it's like stirring up his emotions. But eventually you will see he's not going to change. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, well, you know, she probably kind of knew that a little bit, I bet, in her own mind.
There's also a man around the store that you work in.
Okay.
That would like very much to ask you out.
I think we talked about this before. And you said it might be somebody that is not even there yet,
I don't think he's there yet.
Right. And that's, you know, that's life in this type of work environment. People come and go a lot.
Yeah. And he's very, very lovely. I mean... I think he could be in a managerial position.
Yeah, I mean, he's some kind of position of, even if not authority, right away he's going to move up to authority, would you believe he's sincere?
I do,
There's
absolutely.
Nothing negative, bad about him?
And he's characterized as being very good with money, able to handle money very well.
He's very organized and it's
probably part of his job.
And he's experienced
on
how to deal with managing money and
I think he's
sales
a,
and finances.
He's a bit
and all
older
that stuff.
Than you, Allison. So just bear that in mind that a
cool.
man is coming on the scene.
So you have not met this person yet. That's got to be kind of cool, though.
Yeah,
to know that.
That someone's out there coming to you.
You're like, oh, my God, when will it be?
Yeah, exactly. So your cards on the whole look so pleasant and nice that
that's almost
would seem boring.
That's God. That's cool.
She doesn't have any more drama around her.
Yep. But, you know, it's life. It could come. But, you know, right now things are looking good, right?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. And, you know, we are going to have some kind of level of drama off and on. It's life.
There's two guys that are going to move into your building. And you are going to enjoy their company very much. I see them doing things like having cookouts.
I bet somebody's going to be a drunk guy who's getting evicted isn't it?
Just the drunk guy.
Is he out the door yet, or is it just soon?
Is it coming soon? for him to hit the road so he's gone?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Hopefully. So the process has started, but I got you. He's still there. All
right. And I really
okay.
do think you're right that these two guys are going to take a place there.
Somebody's going to take that spot.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
But they're very nice. They're respectful.
That's all you want. That's
yeah.
all you want. That's all you care about. The people are good neighbors.
They're good roommates. They like to play their video games. I can see them.
They do their thing.
Yeah.
They mind their business, and they can take criticism if they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing.
And
that's all you want.
If you ever need help with something, I see them really jumping up to be heroes.
The little knights in shining armor.
Yes, they are. They are.
Well, I'm talking to one of the guys this week.
Yes.
That's in my apartment.
Oh.
One of the apartments. And he's very nice, and it's promising.
Well, that could be what you maybe something you saw.
Well, you're right, and I may not mean that. I mean, I remember I'm human, too. And the cards
yeah.
don't lie, but sometimes I can be off a little bit.
About?
Like, say, she's already speaking to one.
I threw it out there.
Yeah.
You didn't. I threw it out there that could be somebody moving into the place when you leave. That was me. It wasn't her with the cards. So.
Right, true.
Yeah, that was me. I threw that out there.
I think that could be very promising for you. Does he make you feel comfortable?
Yeah, I went... I spoke to him yesterday and today, but he's been, like, making past judgments when he's been seeing me going in and out and whatever.
Hmm.
And then yesterday and today, he's been talking to me and everything, and he's invited me round it tonight, but I just went for a quick coffee. He said, come round and have a takeout, do drinks and watch a movie. I said to him, that's a bit much for me at the minute.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
and
a little quickie.
I'll pop round for a cup of tea.
Yep.
But I'm not popping round to have something to eat and a few drinks and
yeah.
a film. You know what I mean?
That was a little too
well,
fast forward.
Well, and you know
there.
What?
A little
the,
too quick.
You know the phrase?
Yeah.
Chill and well, how's it go? We're going to chill and do Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix and have a few cocktails and cuddle up on the couch. And
the next thing you know.
And the couch is a sofa sleeper and, you know.
No, they'll definitely not.
And then panties are flying in the
and
air.
And next thing you know, Jed's
no,
in there.
No, definitely not.
Allison, you
I remember you telling me a while ago that somebody's quite close that's going to come in. I'm going to sweat me off my feet. I'm going to
Right this moment, I am not...
It was still not clear yet, right?
Yeah, it's
not clear.
Very good. You finished my sentence.
Well, I know what she's trying to say. I'm trying to say she still sees these things, but she can't nail it down quite yet because it's probably not soon is what that
means,
right?
Well, I'm glad you slowed him down because he will go
at
whatever speed you set.
Absolutely. Yep, you got to set the boundaries. He's ready to set his cruise control, whatever mile per hour you pick. But, yeah, you got to set the boundaries.
And I think it'll make him just like you all that much more.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a piece of crap.
Yeah, because I'm not easy.
You're not a piece of crap.
No, there's enough of them out there. You don't need to be.
You don't need to be living on Easy Street. No.
Yeah. Well,
Alice, like my mates used to say to me, you can have a pick of the litter.
Yes. I like that.
Yes, indeed, the litter.
You've got that many men after me. She said, "You could just have pick of the litter."
Well, you know, and that's if you think about the animal we lived in, that's how the species survived, right?
Yeah.
The best of the females and the best of the males hooked up. The best DNA is reproduced.
It's true.
Yep.
But then, if you ever saw the movie Quest for Fire, which is a very old, it's old.
Oh, wow. Come on, Deb.
It's old. But women would be bending over to take a drink from the river.
An old caveman movie that didn't win any awards.
And a guy would just slide right up behind her, and she'd be like, "Yeah, okay, whatever."
Yep.
You know. Yeah.
All right.
All right, Allison, have a good weekend.
Very patient. Look at it. It's pushing
two.
Yes,
I'm working tomorrow, so I need to go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost two.
And
there.
We will still be here tomorrow night, and it wouldn't
we
feel
will do
the
Saturday
same
show.
Without you.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so please call us.
Yeah, we have between her and Mike, they are very
patient. All right. Sweet dreams to you, darling. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Right, awesome. I think that it was cool. We started our call.
Yeah.
Where was it? Was it internationally? It was. No, we started a reading from Laura internationally in Canada. Got some call, and we got a messenger from another international.
Love it.
Ellison. And I think the time is now.
I think it's going to have to be. Yeah. Join us Saturday.
Yep. And all you have to do is follow us on Blog Talk if you're not a Facebook.
That's right.
All right.
See you tomorrow.